This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Coming up, mathematicians try to make sense of airline ticket pricing. But first, Pope John Paul II is on day two of a visit to Poland, his homeland. Today, the Pope consecrated a new basilica dedicated to a mystic nun, a woman who profoundly influenced John Paul in his youth. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Krakow.
Pope John Paul was given a tumultuous welcome this morning when he arrived at Lagiewniki on the outskirts of Krakow. As he entered the basilica, a crowd of thousands chanted, "We love you." It was in a nearby convent chapel that the young Karol Wojtyła used to pray during the Nazi occupation in World War II. The convent was associated with the visions of a young nun, Faustina Kowalska, who died in 1938. She believed that Jesus appeared to her with messages of mercy for all humanity, and her 600-page diary is the foundation for what is called the Devotion of Divine Mercy. As an underground seminarian during the war, Karol Wojtyła was deeply influenced by Faustina's visionary writings, but her diary was officially banned by the Vatican for 20 years. So it was a gesture of defiance when, as Archbishop of Krakow, Karol Wojtyła began the process of Faustina's beatification, and which he completed as Pope when he made her a saint 2 years ago. In his homily today, the Pope, speaking through an interpreter, said he's convinced the basilica is a special place chosen by God.
I pray that this church will always be a place of the message of God's merciful love is proclaimed. A place of conversion and repentance.
Today's ceremony was the religious highlight of John Paul's ninth visit home since he became Pope 24 years ago. For the ailing pontiff, it's a sentimental homecoming. But he also finds a post-communist society that has perhaps fallen short of the Catholic values he hoped it would embody. For example, abortion is legal in Poland despite intense church opposition. And on his arrival yesterday, he reiterated his criticism of a materialistic system of government. The Pope has found his countrymen gripped by anxieties and uncertainties triggered by the first economic crisis in a decade. There's growing disappointment with free market reforms and skepticism toward the sacrifices needed to join the European Union. It's believed that government officials have privately asked the Pope to endorse European Union membership publicly, in contrast to the anti-European Union stand of a vocal, ultra-conservative faction of the Polish Catholic Church. The Pope will be meeting state authorities later today and will return to the Vatican on Monday. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Krakow.